Welcome back to The Deep Dive, powered by the Pidcot Podcast. Today, we are going into something I think we all want on some level, making that dream of a perfect partner, a visionary partner, actually real. We've been looking closely at the work from Pidcot on visionary love, manifesting your perfect partner. And the main idea is, you know, we can move beyond just wishing for it. We can actually build a roadmap to find that connection.
Right. And it's so much more than just a self-help guide. It's really a manual for an internal transformation. The whole Pidcot philosophy suggests it's less about searching out there and much more about getting crystal clear in here.
Internally.
Yes. And they make it very clear it is never too late for you to start this.
That's the mission for this deep dive then, to really unpack this secret weapon of the mind. How do you take a vague wish for love and turn it into a blueprint that actually works?
Well, it all starts with the engine of the process. Uh-huh. And Pidcot calls it the art of sensory visualization.
Okay, so visualization. But I think a lot of us hear that and we just think daydreaming.
And that's the key distinction they make. It's not daydreaming. When you're daydreaming, you're kind of passive. You're just watching a movie in your head. Visualization, the way Pidcot describes it, is active creation. You have to make the vision so rich, so present, that your heart actually believes it's already happening.
So you're not just picturing an outcome. You're building a simulated reality in your mind.
Yeah.
But what does that really take? Because, you know, a lot of people just picture a face and then get frustrated when nothing happens.
It takes total sensory immersion. Pidcot gives these beautiful, almost cinematic instructions. Like if you're visualizing sitting by the ocean with your partner,
okay,
it's not enough to just see the water. You have to pull in every single sense.
Give us the specifics. How do you go from just the beach to something real?
Okay, so you feel the breeze. Is it a cool breeze or is it warm? You hear the ocean. Is it a gentle lap? Or is it a big crashing wave?
Right, the sounds.
And the smell, that's a big one. Are you smelling salt in the air? Maybe some kelp? It has to be that specific.
Yep. And what about the person themselves? That seems like the hardest part to visualize with any real detail.
That's where the small details become everything. It's not about creating a perfect physical replica. It's about a vibrational match.
A vibrational match, okay.
So focus on the way they smile. Does it reach their eyes? Visualize the warmth of their hug, the texture of their clothes. Is it soft cotton or worn denim, even their scent? The clearer that vision gets, the closer it is to becoming real.
You know, that level of detail, I have to admit, it feels almost a little obsessive. Is there a danger of creating a checklist that's too rigid?
That is an excellent point, and Pidcot addresses it. The detail isn't about control, it's about clarity.
Wow.
It's less about locking onto one specific thing and more about activating your brain's noticing system.
Yeah.
Psychologically, this isn't just wishful thinking. It engages something called the reticular activating system, the RAS.
The RAS, right.
And that system basically primes your brain to notice people and opportunities in the real world that match the pattern you've set. A fuzzy vision means a dormant RAS.
So the vision is like an operating system upgrade for your perception.
Exactly.
Okay. So once you have that super detailed vision, the next question is obvious. Is this person even real or did I just invent them?
Well,
and Pidcot has a really powerful answer for that, which gets us into this idea of the invisible thread.
Yes. This is what Pidcot calls the kicker. The idea is that your dream partner isn't a fantasy. They exist. And right now, somewhere out there, they're probably thinking of you too.
Wow.
And just believing that, it immediately changes everything. You realize you're not starting a journey from scratch. You're already halfway there.
So this invisible thread, as Pidcot calls it, is already alive. It's in the unseen world, pulling you both together even before you meet.
Yes. It's this pre-existing bond. And if you think about it in practical terms, it just describes the perfect synchronicity of life. As you commit to your vision and start doing the work, they are doing their own work to be ready to meet you.
Which brings up timing. Because
yeah.
If you haven't met them, it's not a sign they don't exist.
No, it's a sign that one or both of you are still in training.
Training. I like that. So every heartbreak, every wrong turn, it wasn't a failure.
Not at all. Pidcot sees it as essential training. It gives you clarity. Think about it. Every relationship that didn't work out taught you exactly what love isn't.
Which helps you recognize what it is.
Precisely. And more than that, it teaches you who you are. And you can only attract someone who matches your true essence. You wouldn't have the wisdom to see them if you hadn't gone through all that.
So that clarity is what makes you ready.
It is the readiness factor. You become the person who can actually sustain the visionary love you're asking for.
Okay, so this is where the rubber meets the road for me. Hmm. We've done the visualizing. We've learned from the emotional training. But how do you actually bridge that gap between the dream and reality?
And this brings us to cultivating what Pitcock calls internal magnetism. And the very first step is non-negotiable. You have to shed the past. Old heartbreaks, resentments, you have to actively let them go.
A lot of people hear let go of the past and just. They can't. It sounds simple, but it feels impossible. What's the actual technique?
It's a protocol of conscious redirection. When you find yourself thinking about a past hurt, you have to recognize that energy is an anchor holding you back. And the technique is to immediately replace that old memory with a very specific sensory visualization of your future partner.
So you interrupt the loop.
You interrupt the loop because the only moment that matters is right now. Love begins now.
And by focusing your energy forward, you stop wasting it on the past, which I guess contributes to this internal glow that Pitcock talks about.
Exactly. And this is the big ah-hey-hey moment for a lot of people. Your happiness is not dependent on someone else showing up. That happiness is already inside you. And when you genuinely connect with that, you start living a life you love today, and you begin to emit this glow.
The internal glow. And Pitcock describes it as being purely magnetic.
It is.
It's not about forcing anything. It's just operating at a frequency where you attract someone on that same frequency.
Mm-hmm. That transformation is what leads to creation. And Pitcock has a really simple formula for it. Creation starts with a thought. It moves through words. And it becomes real through action. Dream it. Feel it. Live it.
That shift is huge. And for those of you listening who are feeling that aha moment and want to go deeper into these techniques,
yeah,
you know, the sensory visualization, the steps we're about to outline, the Pitcock website is really the place to start.
Yeah, you can find a ton of information and guides on this whole philosophy right from the source.
To explore more about visionary love and access those resources, just visit www.pitcock.com. Take a minute to see what they have to help you on this path.
Okay, so let's get into that final piece of the puzzle, the roadmap of manifestation.
I love this part, this idea that while you're doing your internal work, you have to trust that your soulmate is on their own parallel journey toward you.
Yes, Pitcock uses this beautiful analogy of two rivers destined to merge. You know, they might twist and turn, they might go down completely different paths, but eventually the landscape itself just ensures they meet.
That's the synchrony of life.
That's it. It ensures you both arrive at the right place at the right time, completely ready.
So if you're doing the work, you just have to trust that they are too.
Yeah.
That really removes the need to strive or force things, which is what messes so many of us up.
Striving comes from a place of lack. Trusting comes from abundance. And for anyone listening who needs a clear, actionable structure, Pitcock wraps this all up in a simple 5-step guide.
Okay, let's walk through that roadmap step by step. What's step one?
Step one is the foundation. Clarify your vision. And this needs to be a daily practice, not weekly, daily. Keep those sensory details consistent and vivid.
Step two.
Step two is about the connection. Feel their presence. Actively believe they are thinking of you too. This isn't just hope. It's acknowledging that invisible bond and strengthening it.
Got it. Step three.
Step three is the emotional state. Live in the now. You have to practice internal happiness every day. Become whole before they arrive.
Okay, and step four is a big one. Take inspired action. This is where I think people get confused. What does inspired action really look like?
It's not forcing. It's following a gut feeling. A little nudge to go to a certain coffee shop or say yes to a trip. It's about saying yes to things that genuinely excite you and align with the person you want to become. If your vision includes someone who loves nature, inspired action is going for a hike, not sitting on your couch swiping.
You're aligning your behavior with your vision.
Exactly. And then finally, step five is the surrender. Trust the process.
That's the hardest one.
It can be.
Yeah.
But you have to have faith in the timing. You've done the work. Now you release control. Love shows up when you are truly ready, not a moment sooner.
That's such a powerful way to frame it. So it's not just wishful thinking, it's a roadmap. By creating that vision and believing in it, you're literally setting the stage for love to find you.
You are. The biggest takeaway from all of this is you don't attract what you want. You attract what you are.
And as we wrap up, here's a final thought for you to chew on. If you've done the work, what if the perfect time for them to show up is right when you finally stop looking for them? Love has a funny way of showing up when you least expect it. So, what do you think? Are you ready to dream your partner into reality? We really hope this deep dive gave you some powerful new tools. All of the insights we cover today are pulled from the bestseller ebooks on the Pitcock store. You can visit www.pitcock.com/books to download them and keep going on your journey. And while you're thinking about that, if you haven't already, please subscribe to our channel and activate that notification bell so you don't miss our new uploads. Also, if you love this discussion and found it helpful, please press the like button. It really helps in the recommendation algorithm so more people can find this material. Visit www.pitcot.com for more. And thank you for being there with us. Thank you for listening to the Pitcot Podcast. I will leave a link in the description below.